was Angel. I haven't recorded a pillow talk in a while, and I've been getting messages from people saying that they've noticed. They've noticed I've been gone. That's very sweet and very nice. Thank you for everyone that said that I've been missed. I appreciate that. I'm sitting at my desk right now, and I don't typically record here. We've got my dog at my feet, and who knows what other noises would be in the background throughout this, but I was compelled to record right now, so I wanted to make sure and do that for you guys. I wanted to read you something. From the book Lullabies by Lang Leave. She's a very, very lovely writer. I really enjoy her. And this is called The Very Thing. I often wonder why we want so much, to give others the very thing that we were denied. The mother working tirelessly to provide her child with an education. The little boy who was bullied in school and is now a Nobel Prize winner and advocate for peace. The author who writes happy endings for the characters in her books. I quote Anais Nin a lot, and one of the things she says, and I'm not going to get it right, but or a roundabout way, she says, I would have died in the world if I would have stayed in the world that other people created for me. I needed to create a world for myself. It's not an exact quote, but that's about what she says. And I think I've talked about this before, so if you're a regular Angel listener, then you've probably heard me say that that's what I've done. I've tried to create a little world that I actually did fit in. I was a performer for a long time. I was a singer, a classically trained musician since I was very young. And that ended. I wasn't going to perform anymore. And with that, I lost a big part of my identity. Lost a big part of who I was. I mean, that's how I defined myself. I was a performer. That's all. Regardless of what your beliefs are, we said a lot of the time, God gives everyone lots and lots of gifts. He gave me one really good one, and that was it. There's like nothing else I was equipped to do in the world. And that's obviously a lie. I have many abilities and skills. And, but none that I felt. I was happiest doing. And that's what you want. Life's so short, you want that big part of your life to be happy. And that's how I came into my audios. It was out of sexual frustration, and then out of that kind of feeding that performance part of me, that need to entertain. And it was a deep need. It's a deep need, guys. It's a really deep one. Anyways. I things happen in your life and things change. And things are given to you and things are taken away. And not everyone knows how to deal with it. Some people deal with it fantastically, some people don't. Some people ignore it and just pretend like it never happened and continue living their life. Some people let it hold them down for a very long time, and sometimes their whole life. I've learned that with the bad things, with the bad changes, with the sad things, with just the things that aren't perfect and go in my direction, you know, the things that you want, that are going to help you be a happy, you know, responsible human being. When things don't go that way for me, I often really immerse myself in thinking about the shitty thing. You know, like, I'm not gonna ignore it. I'm gonna focus on it. I'm gonna feel, whether it's a breakup, whether it's a letdown, a rejection with a person, with a job, with a whatever. Feel it. So immerse myself in those feelings, because it's really the easiest way for me to unpack all of those emotions and then repack it and put it in that closet in the back of my brain. I've dealt with it. I know how I feel about it. It's resolved in my heart, in my mind. Because my life is too short to dwell on the sad and to fill my head with the negative thoughts. I don't have any kind of social media besides Tumblr. That's the only thing, and obviously I'm on Reddit. I've never had any kind of social media besides that, and I always I'll see people posting things, or if I'm, you know, I'll get a call from my mother saying she's confused with something on Facebook, and I'll go over there to help her with it. So I do. I mean, I know how it works. I've seen things. I see these people posting just really bummer things. Like, I'm never, like, really dramatic statements. Like, I'm never going to love again. Or, my life sucks, but no one cares, so I don't know why I say this. Like, what are you getting out of announcing that to the world? What are you, does that, I mean, everyone has the right to say and feel whatever they want. Of course. And I have no place to judge anyone. But I don't know how that's not making anything better. To say, I don't have this or this sucks in my life, but I don't know why I'm saying this because no one cares. So you're announcing to essentially, I mean, okay, Facebook, I get that you're not friends with everyone that you're actually friends with on Facebook or linked up to. But I mean, some of those people are genuinely your friends, genuinely care about you. You do things with them outside of, I mean, I assume that's how the majority of people are. So how cruel is that? How mean is that to basically tell your friends, well, you don't care about me, but I'm going to go about it so passively aggressively. A very common thing I hear parents say, I'm not a parent. I don't know that I ever will be. But you hear a lot of parents say, I want my kid to have more than I had. My dad says that quite often. And that's why I read what I read to you is, when it comes to love, what and passion and what drives you, that's what makes you want to give more than you get. That is what makes you want to make the world a better place. try very hard to do, to live a life of kindness and love, to do what's in my heart that makes me happy. And even if it's hard, even if I'm setting myself up for catastrophic heartbreak, catastrophic disappointment, whatever it may be, I don't want to be someday and regret that I didn't try, that I didn't give it my all, that I didn't push myself for the right person because I cared so much about them, that I didn't put myself out there, that I didn't take an opportunity because it wasn't the safest thing, it wasn't the mainstream idea. Nothing I seem to do is mainstream, by the way. I don't really know where I'm going with this. It's kind of a ramble. Very much a ramble. And there's no kind of about this. I have no outline. Usually I have an outline in front of me with my pillow talks. And I will in the future. This won't be a common thing. I guess what I want to say is I want to support all of you in your dreams. Like I say a lot. And I know that I'm probably repeating myself. But my future is not clear in where I'm going in my life. Not in a bad way, a very good way. I will be taking a lot of chances and making a lot of changes happen in my life. And it is scary as fuck. It is terrifying. I'm using my hands while I'm talking right now. You can't see it, but know that I am. It's scary. And there are days that I have hidden under the blankets, in bed, you know, just terrified of the world and terrified of my decisions. And they're all very logical, very planned out decisions, but they are not the kind of decisions normal people make. And it's a lot of chance. But when you have dreams, you have to do something about them. I have to do something about them. I can't just let them sit anymore. So what are your dreams? Because if I'm going out to do this, if I can do this, I know anyone can. I know anyone can make what they want happen. And I want you to think about it. I want you to think about what you want most, what makes your heart just, what gives you this sigh of relief. Like, if I did this, if I did this, I would be so proud of myself, or I would feel like I'm going the direction I'm supposed to go, whatever your beliefs are. I want to support you in those dreams. I want to support you in that direction and your hopes and just living the most full life. Because we only get one. We only have this. We only have this time. And being sad and feeling like you want to give up, you can do that. You can give up. But you can also get up and try again. You can do that. And you may feel like a failure. There are days that I just feel like the biggest failure on the face of this earth. You do. It's just, I'll look in the mirror and just, I am a complete failure. I am an epic, huge failure. What do I have to show? And I do. I have dozens of accomplishments and I'm very fortunate. But it only takes one little bad thing to erase all the good you've done, you know? So get up and try again. Get up and make your dreams, make your hopes, make whatever the fuck you want to happen. You can do it, and I support you. That's so open-ended, and we could be anything. It could be asking somebody out. It could be changing your lifestyle, changing, being a healthier you, finishing books that you've, you know, wanted to read forever, but you just don't feel like you have the time. Learning something you never thought you'd be able to learn, you know, saving up for that dream adventure. It can be anything. But you're not going to go anywhere if you don't know what your dreams are. You don't know what's in your heart. What's going to make your life a better life to live. So, I've rambled on for a very long time. And I appreciate all of you, and I will have a topic next week, and I will have an outline pillow talk like the other ones were, and I've gotten tons and tons of suggestions on what people want to hear. I always love hearing from you all. I try very hard to get back to everyone. I know that I don't always get back to every single one. Know that they're always read, and know that I always have the best intent to answer every single one. And I've made more time for that. So don't ever hesitate to write me with anything, a suggestion, a question, anything, a comment. I read it, and I will. I'm doing way better at answering everyone. I do love hearing from you guys. I love knowing that you're there, and that it's a good feeling to know I'm not alone with the way that I think. Because a lot of times, you feel like I don't want to share these thoughts because I don't want people to think I'm crazy. even though I've been doing this for quite a long time, in a couple different forums and a couple different ways, I do still turn my recorder on and be like, oh my gosh, I sound like a lunatic. So thank you for making me feel like I'm not, or at least I'm not alone. I adore all of you. If you're about to go to bed, I hope you're relaxed. I hope you're calm. I hope you're inspired, and that, you know, you dream of the dreams and the life that you want and what's in your heart. If you're listening to this at some other time, that you're not going to sleep and just wanted to listen to me, just saw this stranger that you've never heard of and clicked on me to listen, thank you for listening all the way. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm grateful for every single one of you and your support. I hope you all have a really great day, a really great night, wherever you are in the world. Be safe, and I will have a regular, normal angel pillow talk next week. Take care, everybody. Bye.